This episode of Everything Must TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to the cbotw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Must TV. I'm your host, Chris. Welcome to the next recap of Amazing Race Canada Season 6 Heroes Edition. I know you guys are gonna get on a case. Why are you late? Just been so busy with working on crispyontheweb.com, which you will probably, maybe, hopefully hear the crispyontheweb.com branding on this podcast again. Hopefully next week or the week after, depending on how things go through the open test when I do all the testing for the site, but been busy with that. I tried Twitch and that did not go good well, but other than that, just been busy. I've been blogging, family time. I've been so busy with the family over the last couple days, so I just been busy spending time with the family and all that. I apologize. This week, I promise you, it will be on schedule. It will be on schedule this week after this episode. This actually is episode number 140. This is the 140th episode of Everything Was TV. Just think, 10 more episodes. Probably won't be until the fall, but we'll be at episode 150, and then we'll be 50 episodes away from 200. I can't believe it. Just feels like it's just, this has gone so fast. So many episodes in such a short time as well. So get right into it. I'm just really pumped up to be recapping another episode of Everything Was TV. Recapping Amazing Race Canada once again. It is getting down to the nitty gritty. I think we are now over halfway through the season. We are now completely, we're halfway there. We're on the home stretch of the season, and yet I have not been a hit. I have not lost a team on my pick. I do regret not picking Martina to Phil because they have really impressed me. I have nothing against them. I love Martina and Phil. I instantly fell in love with them as a team. They're just so amazing. They're a lot of fun to watch, exciting to watch as well. I wish I darn well picked them as a pick. I wish I did, but I did not pick them as a pick, and I'm disappointed in myself to not do that, but it is what it is. And so right now I still have Leah and Amar, Dylan and Kwame, Courtney and Adam, and Taylor and Courtney. I still have them all. Everybody is still in sync right now. I still have all my teams on my pick. Not so much on the Big Brother side of things, but it is what it is, right? It is what it is, and I just gotta deal with it. So teams kept on racing. Teams did not stop for a pit stop. They decided the production started to put in and keep on. They always do the keep on racing. I noticed that they tend to put on the keep on racing. They do that, I think, at least once in the race. I think usually sometimes the American ones, they do it twice. Sometimes I think it's once that they do it once where they keep on racing. Like teams will keep on racing, they won't stop, they won't have a break from racing. So we're heading to Toronto, Ontario, which is not far from me. I'm not gonna say exactly where I live, but I mean, I'm in the Ontario region. I'm not far from Toronto, Canada. So I know I've been there so many times. For those who are avid follower on Twitter, Instagram of mine, especially Instagram, you see a lot of Instagram photos of me in Toronto all the time. So I'm always in Toronto. I'm always visiting. I think I'm planning to go there at the end of the month, I think, for CNE. They're into Toronto, Ontario, to the City Hall. Not the old City Hall, the new City Hall. I think it was, what do they call that one? I'm trying to remember. Something square. I'm trying to remember what they, there's a specific name. What is it called? It's like not Malvesman Square. Darn it, I don't remember the name, but it's in the City Hall. It's in the complex there. Nathan Phillips Square. That's it. That's what it's called. Nathan Phillips Square. I should know. I've been there so many times in the past, and I should know the name. Nathan Phillips. I don't know why I was thinking Mel Lastman. I know I was at Mel Lastman Square a while ago, back at the end of June, I think. So maybe I got confused, but it is actually called Ethan Phillips Square. So teens have to go there. They said they have to go all the way to, I guess, the viewing deck. They have to find a the Racing Race Canada flag, which is red, white, and blue. Obviously, we know that. And then also they said caution, U-turn ahead. Courtney and Taylor said they will, you know, they expect to be U-turned. So obviously they know they're a big threat of a team, and they will be U-turned. They know they're going to end up being U-turned because there's a lot of strong teams still. Well, if you think of it, got Leanne and Mar, yeah, like Courtney and Adam, Taylor and Courtney, Dylan, mainly all four of my teams that I picked to win the race, who are still pretty much still in the race currently. And also you got Martina and Phil as well. That's another one. And you got Nancy and Melissa as another one. There's a lot of strong teams this season. I noticed that. There is a lot of strong teams this season where they are. They're very strong. They're very strong teams this year. It's just an amazing cast in general. Honestly, it is amazing. But it's a generally it's an amazing cast this year. It is as good as the Amazing Race 30 was down in the United States. Both, I think we kind of matched Amazing Race USA 30 to ours this year. We matched them pretty much, I think, which is really, really good. I have another podcast I might do this week for you guys too, at the later, the end of the week maybe. I have an idea, and this is like an idea of a podcast. It's not an off season. It's just like a mid season podcast. I have an idea, and it's gonna be awesome. I think it'll be awesome. So, yeah, like I expected teams to be, at least one team to be U-turned. That was my expectation coming into this leg of the race. I expected them, at least one team, to get a U-turn this week, this particular leg. So I knew it was gonna happen. So Nancy said, Nancy said something. Nancy said, you know, her head says no, but her brain says yes. So obviously her brain is kind of confusing her. You know, yes, do U-turn, but you know, no, don't do it. Like, you know, like that's the decision they gotta start. Teams have to start making is, do we U-turn anybody? Do we U-turn anyone this season or this leg? Do we want to U-turn? And then, so they're referring to the double U-turn. Obviously, this is not a blind double U-turn. This is just a U-turn by itself. Double U-turn, not blind. So they obviously, teams will know who U-turn them. Obviously, so teams will drop off their Chevy Traverse and they have to go to the 27th floor. Like I said, to the sky deck at City Hall. They have to find the race flag, which is red and yellow. So it's yellow, red, yellow. So yellow, red, yellow. And then once they do that, they will find the next clue. So obviously the flag kind of gives them a clue to where they have to go next, pretty much. So teams must make their way to the Young Dundas Square, which I know where that is. That's actually where the Sam the Record Man sign is. Actually, it's in that area, that vicinity of the area there as well. So they're surrounded by big bright billboard where they will find the next clue. So it is very easy to find Dundas Square. I call Dundas Square like our what do they call that, New York Times Square. This is our New York Times Square of Canada, pretty much. It's our New York Times Square of Canada. Like New York has their Times Square, we have ours, which is called Young Dundas Square, which has a lot of billboards just like New York City does have. So Roblox, who wants to get sparked up. So they have to pack up the spark with the urban essentials. So obviously they gotta pack it up They have to leave the front seat empty, and they have to have a sight line where they can see where they are driving backwards, which is the second part. So it's in two part. Once they've got that, they are approved. They can back up their fart into the very tight spot. They have to use the by using the rear backup camera, which all cars have it now. All cars do have a backup camera to this current day of age. We do. Everybody has the backup camera. My mom has it. My dad doesn't yet because his is an older car, 2006. But I mean, like, you know, they like now in the day of age they have the backup cameras, which is great to have because you can see where you're backing up. You can see exactly where you're backing up, and it's so much easier. Technology on cars is amazing now to this day. So obviously they have to go into a very tight spot. They knock over one of the markers. They have to start again. Obviously, once completed, they have to call the OnStar service to get their next clue. So obviously they call the OnStar car service to get the next clue. Heather was going to do the roadblock. The NAB, Monica, still racing. They were the last team to leave the pit stop. Well, I guess can't really call it a pit stop because it wasn't a pit stop. Obviously, it wasn't a pit stop. It was nothing. It was just, you know, it was a check-in, and then they're off again. They're back out on the road racing once again. So so Courtney and Adam were going up. Taylor was on part two of the roadblock. Also, Martina was wrong. Taylor was, I believe, I guess Taylor was on part two. And the teens must travel by TTC to the Monkey's Paw bookstore. Teens must take a token and put it into the biblio mat and dispenser, and then they to get their a book and their next clue. So obviously there's the clue is actually within the book pretty much, and then also a double U-turn is ahead as well. This is where the double U-turn comes into play. Martina done part one. Martina done both parts. So Martina did well. Martina did really, really well. So Courtney and Adam still at the lookout tower still. Nav and Monica got on, and then I guess Nav and Monica they were hoping to, you know, have an advantage, you know, being behind. Hopefully they can catch up. Adam was doing the roadblock. Nav and Monica lost. It wasn't on top of the building where the flag was, obviously. It was actually that was just a clue, obviously. Mar trying to push it. Mar failed. Mar was on part two. Mar done. And then Taylor and Courtney were not going to U-turn anybody whatsoever. And then Detour walked the part or Latte Art, which is pretty interesting, I would think. Very interesting Detour, if you ask me. So for the Latte Art, they must go to the coffee, and they must master, you know, the frothing, also add the color and the design and the artistry to it. And then once they, you know, they have an approval that it is a success, it's a nice work of art, Alina will give them their next clue. In the walk in the park, teens must make their way to El Gavinco Rico in Little Italy in Toronto. They will have to strike a pose and walk the Vogue. So they're going to have to obviously learn like a dance. And then once they do that, they will get their next clue. Once they master it, they will get the next clue pretty much. Martina and Phil decided to not U-turn anyone. They're doing Latte Art. Dylan and Kwame caught up with Nancy and Melissa. Kwame and Dylan weren't going to U-turn anyone. They have to make two cups of lattes. And then they said they got it. They failed the first attempt. Courtney and Taylor were done. And then teens must make their way. Wait a second, did I do that right? Yeah, I did. Sorry, I'm completely distracting myself here in the studio. I'm kind of thrown off because I'm making sure I'm following numbering on my notes. So teens must make their way by, and they have to make they have to go to the food bank, which is I don't know what it's called. It's a food bank. It is a food bank where they have to head off to now, where they have to do boxing. They have to box red, which obviously, in a way, it is very rewarding, I would think. It is a very rewarding thing to do because you know, it's nice. It is really nice that they can do it, give back something to the community, especially. It's nice. I think it's really, really, really nice that they can do it. North York Harvest Food Bank. Sorry, that's what it's called. They obviously have to pack up. They have to grab a order. They have to fill out boxes according to the order. Once they do that, they will get their next clue. Auntie and Melissa failed and got booed. Neb and Monica failed as well. And Courtney and Adam U-turned. Oh, sorry. So Neb and Monica found out that Courtney and Adam U-turned them, obviously. I know it sucks. It does really suck that, you know, you're gonna get U-turned, and it's like, no, we're U-turned. So, but it is what it is, right? You gotta work with it. You have to work with it. You have to, you know, really work, and, you know, you just have to deal with it and just continue on with the race, you know? You can't let it bog you. So, Martina and Phil got one of the lattes done. The Animara got it done. Nancy and Melissa done. Martina and Phil done. Martina and Phil are doing so well. Like, again, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm surprised, and I wish I picked Martina and Phil. And if I find out there's another entertaining team next year, I'm picking them. I don't care if they get eliminated first. I'm picking them just because I love it, you know? And, you know, I love Martina and Phil. They're a great team. Like, they're entertaining, that's for sure. And they're very exciting to watch. They are. And I still vouch to what I said last week, the previous podcast. I want them to win a leg. I want to see them win at least a leg. I think they're going to win the leg very soon. I think their time is coming. Their time is coming where they're going to win a actual leg. So Taylor and Courtney were done. Teams must go to Ireland Park, the waterfront down at in Toronto. So they're right off of Lake Ontario. So obviously it is in Toronto, obviously, and I believe I know where that is. Right, the view of the CN Tower. This is the pit stop for the leg of the race. Last team to arrive there may be eliminated. And then Dylan and Chloe were on their third attempt. They were done. Then Adam was getting frustrated. Courtney said that there are teamwork wasn't, you know, the greatest this leg of the race. Martina and Phil were like 43 minutes away of Lincoln. How can they be 43 minutes away? Because obviously everything is pretty close when it comes to Toronto. I know, I realize the traffic in Toronto, but I mean, everything is so close to everything, and I don't think they were that far. I think the farthest they've been was Lansdowne area. I think it was what they said. So team number one with Taylor and Courtney, they won a trip for two to Hong Kong. Also, they get and then also Dempsters will donate $5,000 in their name to their community. And then also they had Sam and Paul, the winners of season 5 of Amazing Race Canada from last year. They were at the roadblock, which is the pit stop, which is, that was really cool to see them actually again. I'm always wondering what they've been up to since the race, since winning. And then I don't think they ever done that, brought the winners back of the Amazing Race. I think they did it in the U.S. once, to a pit stop once, but they never done it here in Canada yet. So this is our first, where they brought an actual winning team to the pit stop, where they, you know, they helped John introduce, welcome to Toronto, and then John said, you are team number, and whatever number they are, right? So Courtney and Adam done. Lee and Amar were getting one package. So yeah, Lee and Amar were putting one package of bread in a single box. So we had like 15 different boxes with one package of bread. It was completely wrong. They asked, and you're supposed to pack sixteen in one box of one type, and then another, whatever was on your order, right? So Tanab and Monica got one latte done, and they got the other one done. So they worked really well and very quickly. I thought they were going to catch up, obviously. Martina and Phil were done. Team number two, Nancy and Melissa. And then Nancy said, are you going to say, and here's your next clue? John said, nope, that's it for today. Obviously, they should do it. Like, they have, they finish one leg and they keep on racing. And they keep on racing. I think that would be too much on them. I think that would be way too much on them, obviously. I think that would be way, 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 way too much for them to to do. So then Zanab and Monica are done. Team number three, Martina and Phil. We're so close. Martina and Phil are so close to team number one. I can smell it. Team number four, Leanna Marr. Dylan Kwame order was incorrect. They had one bread with another bread. Dylan Kwame are done. Courtney and Adam done. Team number five, Dylan Kwame. Team number six, Courtney and Adam. And then team number seven, and eliminated from the Amazing Race, Zanab and Monica. Zanab and Monica are eliminated from the Amazing Race. So this week, technically, they are going to be flying to Winnipeg, Manitoba. Roblox will have teams blowing balloons. Detour will have teams on their tippy toes. Others will, you know, be pointing fingers. Also, tensions are going to rise as teams are going to be using heads for targets. In the very first of the season, the first face-off of season six of The Amazing Race Canada. That's going to be interesting to see. I cannot wait. We are so close to the end. I can smell it. And actually, I'm looking at the itinerary here on the Wikipedia for Amazing Race. From there, they are going from Winnipeg to Mexico, and then they're off to New Brunswick. So they're kind of up and in and out of the country. They are kind of in and out of the country, I noticed. They're going to be coming back again. They'll be doing New Brunswick. So they're doing a lot of Canada-related things this season, which is good. I like it. I kind of like the mix and match they have as well. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything World TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio-only feed. And I apologize for the lateness of this. I have just been so busy with family and Crispy on the Web-related stuff. I promise you, this week, I'll be on schedule. And also, you can follow me on social media for updates and more behind the scenes on Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday night once again for another Amazing Race Canada recap. Bye for now.